It's supposed to be fireworks, not guns. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. 4th of July celebrations spoiled in a Chicago suburb and in Philadelphia as shooters open fire.
A lot of goofballs out there with guns, and they can get them anytime they want. So this is what we have to live with.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, after a gunman shot and injured two law enforcement officers during last night's celebration, they have been released from the hospital. The shooter is still at large. In Illinois, though, police quickly captured a person of interest in the mass shooting in Highland Park that left six dead and dozens injured.
Highland Park Police Chief Lou Jogman says Robert Cremo III was not in Highland Park when he was caught.
There was a brief pursuit, absolutely, a brief pursuit.
Jogman said in Lake Forest, a North Chicago officer whom he said had his eyes open saw the suspect and engaged, leading to the capture. While Chief Jogman says they have the man they named, he cautioned.
This doesn't necessarily mean it's over, but we're certainly, we're encouraged that we have a person of interest.
Police think Cremo was the only shooter. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Lawmakers reacting to the Highland Park shooting, President Biden issued a statement saying that he was shocked by the senseless gun violence that had marred Independence Day. Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois urging lawmakers to do more.
We have to do more to keep our community safe. We have to get rid of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and so many other additional common-sense reforms that wide majorities of Americans are crying out for.
Congress passed narrow legislation last month to expand background checks for buyers younger than 21 and other measures. Markets were closed yesterday. Dow futures up 39 points at this hour, and crude futures up $1.67 to $110.10 a barrel. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
NATO allies are set to sign off today on accession protocols for Sweden and Finland, sending the two countries' membership requests to lawmakers for the 30 NATO countries for their approval. That move will further increase Russia's strategic isolation in the wake of its invasion of neighboring Ukraine. Kentucky honors three officers killed in the line of duty.
Flags in Kentucky will remain at half staff through Thursday. Floyd County Deputy William Petrie, as well as Prestonsburg officers Ralph Frazier and Jacob Chaffins, were shot and killed last week after an hours-long standoff at a small town in the hills of Appalachia in eastern Kentucky. A dog named Drago was also killed. The suspect, Lance Stortz, was eventually taken into custody. The standoff was prompted when officers attempted to serve a warrant related to a domestic violence incident. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Gasoline prices in the U.S. keep inching down. AAA says the average dropped almost 1 cent yesterday to $4.80 a gallon. That is an 8 cent drop over the past week. A strict quarantine is in effect for Pasco County, Florida, north of Tampa, and it has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
Wildlife and agricultural officials confirmed discovery of an infestation by giant African snails. The quarantine doesn't restrict people, but no soil or plant life can leave the county. The snails grow to be 8 inches in length and can destroy plants, damage homes, and even infect humans with a parasite causing meningitis. Florida has seen the snails twice before. Both times it took years and millions of dollars to eradicate them. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And in Australia, torrential rains lead to a flood emergency in Sydney. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.